Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. We are back home. We are rested. We are no longer jet lagged. And we are watching All Stars 8. How are you, Cynthia?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I made a hair bow for a Lady Gaga show tomorrow. I'm just like, I'm putting effort into my drag. Who am I? It's just so funny. I started with foam and then I just cut up an old wig and like wrapped it around, and she will be Lady Gaga. I'm paying homage to OG old school Gaga tomorrow night. I'm very excited.
You're doing like the first album Gaga.
Yes. Mm. No, I'm trapped in that era forever and always.
I mean, that era is really your kind of energy.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Although, even as a little monster at the time, I never liked to put my paws up. Something about it felt too cringe. But
it doesn't feel like dancerly. It feels like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe sometimes like... after too much Photoshop and carpal tunnel, then my hand kind of looks like a paw. From the trackpad.
It gives me very like RAR XD, you know, like.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I would do it.
So I'm good. You know, I'm feeling crafty, which we love, artistically fulfilled. Here sitting with my bestie recording our iconic podcast. How are you, Juicebox?
I'm really good. I've got, I'm starting to gear up for Pride season. Things are starting to get really busy, which I love. But then also, like, it becomes so daunting because, like, you just finished this huge thing with DragCon, and then Pride season starts creeping up on you, and you're looking at the schedule like, I've got 2 weeks to... I've got 2 weeks to finish these looks. I've got 2 weeks to finish these mixes. And it's just like, you know that the one show that you're going to do is just needs the song 8 weeks ahead of time. So you're just like, I got to finish all this shit so I can just like glide through. But things are going good. My parents are on their way over to spend the weekend before I'm unavailable for 2 months. So that's really exciting.
That's very wise of you. It's like, hey, friends and family, see me right now before the schedule gets buck wild.
Yes.
But booked and blessed. It's the, you know, heavy as the head that wears the wig.
Yeah, I was like, never the crown, never the crown. Bad luck.
Never the crown.
Never the crown.
Bad
you know?
Luck.
I literally was watching, oh my God, before we dive into it, did you watch Merpeople on Netflix?
Why have I missed this? This title sounds so fascinating.
Okay, so it's
educate me and the SQ cuties.
It's basically it's a documentary about mermaids, but they're like people who buy mermaid tails and like work as mermaids in shows and stuff.
Underwater?
Underwater. They have like silicone tails, and it's like their drag is being a mermaid. It is. Fascinating, super fun. I loved it so much. But the best part about it was that the last episode was a mermaid pageant. It was very Miss Continental energy, but they were mermaids and they had to do like a photo shoot underwater and all these things. But here's
I'm representing coral reef.
There was a Canadian mermaid, and I was like,
work.
Yeah. And there was like California, like all these things, like it was huge. But here goes back to my crowns. All of them were wearing crowns for the crowning, and the two who weren't wearing crowns won. I'm just saying, it's
See,
bad luck.
The crowning rule, the crowning mistake, it transcends maritime law. It goes into the waters. You know, they are not, it's still going to happen to them too. Don't wear the crown. It happens underwater as well.
It's bad luck. Anyways.
Lesson learned. Bad luck, merpeople.
Merpeople on Netflix. You should watch it. Mr. Box laughed the whole time and I was just absolutely fascinated. I want a silicone tail. I want the core workout. I want it all.
I would get claustrophobic with that tail on. I'm a runner.
I have a tail already. It's not silicone, but I don't feel claustrophobic in it. Although I don't,
Am I
do
crazy?
Miss walking.
Am I crazy for saying it can't get wet?
It can't get wet.
Okay, yeah, I remember you saying you have a mermaid tail, but you're like, but it can't get wet. And I was like, then you're not a mermaid, bitch.
I know. I remember
but
when
it
I
looks
first.
Beautiful. It
thank
looks
you.
Beautiful.
When I first got it, I told the person who made it, I was like, I really want it to be able to get wet. And then they were like, yeah, yeah, no problem, no problem. And then they gave it to me and I went, okay, so can I get wet? And they were like, oh, no, you can't get this wet. And I was like,
big
what
problem,
the fuck?
That's what we call false advertising.
Yeah, I think it's because the paint would come off because it's airbrushed. and it would probably be really heavy because it's like, it's neoprene, so it would probably weigh me down.
Oh, it's kind of foamy. Yeah, no.
Yeah. But nevertheless,
juicy. Should we dive into episode 4 while we're here for the SCP?
Speaking of foamy, let's dive into episode 4 of All Stars.
Speaking of heavily painted and probably be heavy if it gets wet, episode 4.
Oh my god, falling into water with padding on, I would sink right to the bottom.
Oh my god, last year that video of you diving into the water and your hair coming
Oh my wig coming off
like a swamp monster.
That I'm not doing that again. I don't think Tommy's doing that party again this year, so I will not be jumping in a pool.
I want him to have that party just so you can do that again. Okay, let's dive in. It's goodbye to Kasha Davis, but there's goodbye. Always time for kindness. Mm-hmm. Mwah, we love you, cutie. I have to bring this up because we haven't once yet. The fame games. Every time a queen is sent away, RuPaul mm-hmm. goes, but there's always the fame games. Did I miss something? Is yes. this an online engagement that like we can vote a queen back?
No. So you know how like everyone every season is just like, oh, I wish we could have seen what the other girls wore. So what the fame games are in All Stars 8 is when a queen is eliminated, mm-hmm. every week in Untucked, you still are able to see her runway for that week.
Oh.
And the winner of the show fame game. Like... Yeah, they'll go through the fame games and each queen comes out and they show their runway on, or they show their look on the runway. So it's kind of cool because you're able to see everybody's looks, but you have to watch it in Untucked. So that's why we haven't seen it, because we don't watch Untucked.
Got it.
And it basically, the thing is like the fame game winner is the queen who like deserved to win because their looks were so good, but it's slowly kind of turning into a fan favorite vote rather okay. than someone who like, it's like people, you can see that people aren't voting for the actual best look that week. They're voting for their favorite.
Okay, cool.
So that's, a lot of people are like, it's not really what it's set out to be. It's turning into a fan vote. But
how do they have the results? Because doesn't Untucked just immediately come on the air right after? So like, how do they pull those votes?
I think it's the way that people are saying they're voting and like the support that's coming out online.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fame games. Got it. Sort of.
Yeah. The fame. I mean, I really like it. I wish that we could see it in the actual episode.
Yeah.
Rather than Untucked, I would love for it to be like every one way you saw each girl, but the only ones that were eligible were like, you know, but that's just me. That's me being picky.
I think there's a creative way they could, while the runways are airing, like they then do a splice where they're not part of the competition or they're a separate thing. They could just make it feel, I don't know, they go so fast that I feel like you could slip them in there.
Yeah.
But that was, okay, thank you for educating me on that, because I've heard Rue say that and I'm like, I low-key don't know what this is and I have a podcast about it.
I should know. Yeah.
Okay, so Darian pulls the lipsticks, seeing the vote, the consensus in this drag democracy, and realizes there's quite a few lipsticks picked for her name, and there are queens quick to say it was based on track record. You kind of
I mean, she did I don't want to say she deserved to go, but out of the two, she was the one who had the worst track record. So, like, it makes sense. Yeah.
No, exactly. I just love when the queens are so quick to be like, it was the score. It's your scorecard.
I'd say it. I'd say it. I'd be like, well, you sucked for the first 3 weeks. Yeah. I said you. Yeah.
But there were also some sour faces from Jessica Wilde's win last week. And low-key, I was feeling the same way. I was a little perplexed. And Heidi was in her feels, which is kind of, it's interesting to see of Heidi upset.
Yeah, because Heidi's always so happy. So to see her kind of like in a mood where she's like kind of sour is sort of interesting, because I figured her sour mood wouldn't be as removed. But I feel like when she is upset, she's like very far removed from everything.
Mm-hmm.
She like shuts down. As I do as I yawn. Sorry. Sorry, I just finished a workout. I'm a little sleepy.
Aw, sleepy guy.
Sleepy guy.
Yeah, no, she's been pressed. And so she's saying, she's quiet. She's like, I'm just quiet. I'm not upset. I'm quiet. It's like, well, for you, that means you're upset.
You're a little upset, babe. Yeah. And it's okay. I think it's fine. I think if I was upset, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just a little pressed. I'm a little pressed, Ariana Grande. I'm a little upset. And I'm just going to be in my feelings for the next little bit. I think expressing yourself is great. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, totally. But we get a new day in the workroom. and a video message from RuPaul herself. We haven't also talked about this, but Ru's pussycat wig for the video messages this season. I need to hear your thoughts.
It's absolutely camp. It's like, I think they knew that it was going to be awful, so they did it anyway because they knew all of us would be like, what the fuck is on her head?
I love the height of it. It's actually quite tall if you really do break it down. There's like there's primary bang that's mm-hmm. really close to the eyebrow, and there's like more bang and then more bang. It's very insane. Like brushed forward. It's like that bus driver wig, like the short pussycat, but I swear it's like 2.5 and I love it.
Is the bus still running? Yeah, everything
no,
about
she's
it is
delivering
a lot.
Her video message. It's a lot. But you're not a fan?
Oh, I'm a fan, but it's not good.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the energy.
But we find out some sort of encryptic message, and then Ru walks into the room. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello,
tell me,
hello.
Juice, I gotta know, what's the maxi for the week?
So the maxi for the week is each queen is separated into three groups that is determined by a violent hump from the pit crew.
Yes.
That fucking challenge is so much, but I love it. I think it's great. Before we do that, would you want to be humped or would you do the humping?
Definitely. I feel like I think I'd want to be humped.
You don't want to be humped?
I would do a reaction like Heidi.
Like, ah! I think yeah. I would do the humping just for the sheer size difference between me and the pit crew members.
That is comedy.
Love. Yeah, because I am so tiny, so small. But they are divvied up into three groups, and you have to make a preview for it. Were they each horror movies?
So the maxi is a sickening scripted series for each queen. They're in groups, and they get to pick whatever genre they want.
Oh, so okay. They all felt a little scary. That's why.
I mean, it's kind of a fun concept to mm-hmm. do, especially for a trailer. There's a good narrative of like good versus evil. What kind mm-hmm. of genre would you do?
Horror, 100%. I would go full Jennifer's Body, full camp, full mm-hmm. like what's it called? Cabin in the Woods. Like, it's scary, but there's those little aspects of like fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think I'd want to do like a docu-series.
I
have like really wide panning shots with the green screen, like me really small, and then like a slow zoom in being like, I'm here in front of, you know what I mean? And these is like really obscure places. I think that'd be funny.
The other queens are like eating lettuce and like yes. grazing. Yeah, I can get that.
Here we have drag queens in the wild.
That's a fucking risk, but I think it could either be really good or very like, huh?
Welcome to my world.
I know.
This is the thing about the green screen challenges. I love them because you can create anything. So mm-hmm. it's limitless, and I always find them very entertaining. Our teams, as the balloons were popped, the green team is a hostage situation played with the hilarious Lala Ri, Kahana Montrese, and Heidi in Closet.
Purple team is a high school horror, a comedic high school horror, sorry, with Candy, yes. Jessica, and Jimbo.
I got hilarious. And then the blue team is an island shipwreck mystery with Darian Lake, James Mansfield, and Alexis Michelle.
Which one hilarity, would you...
The hilarity ensues.
I disagree, but wasn't that funny. But what team would you have been on out of all of these girls?
Ooh, probably with Jimbo or the blue team. Because I actually didn't think it was that bad. I just think it was more nuanced.
Oh, no. I thought it was bad.
I don't know. I'm going to talk about it when we dive in. But okay, I have my flowers to give.
You have your flowers to go. Okay.
And then each team, there's one last thing. They have to product plug Canva and make key art for the air quotes marketing of their hit reality shows or their hit series.
Okay, so I know you would probably have been like, hold my beer, I'm doing this. And it would have been 100%. Beautiful. There would have been fonts, everything. I feel like
Serif.
Right? I feel like if I got this as the challenge, I would have been like, guys, sit down, shut up. I'm going to take this on. I would have been at the photographer like, okay, what can we do it like this? Like, can we make it really artsy? Like, I would have taken this part so much more seriously than it would have needed to be.
You would have had the demand. You're like, I need a dual monitor. I need a tablet.
Yeah.
Where's my tablet?
What is this that we're working on right now? I need so much more. Where's my mouse? Like,
and I need an ergonomic pillow for my elbow before when I'm using my tablet.
It would have taken me hours.
By the way, hey, I haven't heard an update on the tablet.
I think they did work on a tablet, actually. I think that's how they did it.
It's kind of on like an iPad or that's something, but it was very funny. But it was only one group. It was so quick. It just was like, okay, and got it.
And we never even really, I don't even think we saw it.
We didn't even look at them. We never even reviewed them.
Yeah.
It was so strange. So very, very strange. But should we dive into some of the group dynamic? Can we talk about Candy and Jimbo?
Yeah, they were kind of butting heads a little bit.
Which is really funny to see. I feel like I've never pictured the day where Candy and Jimbo would be butting heads, but I'm glad to see it.
I 100% can. Because I feel like they're both someone who wants to, I don't want to say take control, but almost want to have the last word on what's going to be done. Like Jimbo has a very clear vision. Candy has a very clear vision. And I feel like putting them both in the same team, no one's going to back down really easily. So I feel like I could have seen that one coming.
Candy's kind of doing the opposite of the rules to improv. With the rule yes and, she's saying no, don't.
Yeah, there's no yes and. She's just like nor.
That's no but.
No but. No nor. But. Nor. Yeah, and Kahana's just sitting back, just like, yep, this is what's happening.
No, Kahana's not in that group. Jessica Wilde's in that group.
Who's in Candy's group?
Jessica Wilde.
And then, oh, Jessica. Jessica just wanted things written down. My bad.
Yes. And then Kahana was with Lala and Heidi in her powerful tucking panties.
Yes.
But this is the thing. I feel like Kahana wasn't leaning into comedy. I felt like anytime Kahana had a chance to say a line, she's very just like, I'm saying the line. And I'm like, what are we doing? I felt like she never makes me smile. She's beautiful. There's never that like comedy route about it.
But here's the thing. I feel like Kahana is getting trapped in that like Drag Race thing that I think a lot of us fall into is not wanting to look gorgeous, you know?
Oh, or do you mean wanting to look gorgeous at all times? So not being worried about looking ugly.
Worried about looking ugly. Yeah, because if you see in her group, Lala and Heidi went balls to the wall, full tilt, ugly as possible, funny characters. And she kind of really fell into just like falling on the beauty and like softly saying her words. So it was just like, these two are going so hard on being ugly that like you can still be gorgeous and sort of like camp it up a bit and be sort of like ugly-ish, you know, just to kind of make it funny. So it felt like she was sort of holding back with that.
I know. I feel like there's a funny route to do. It's like, okay, if you're going to be like this perfect robot, almost be too perfect, too robotic. Like, I don't know. There's a way to like, it's kind of like the Katy Perry, like glitching eyelid thing. Do you know what I mean? Where she went viral for that. Like you could sort of lean into something like that if you're going to pretend to be perfect. I don't know. I've found with Kahana, I'm not shocked that you forgot which group she was in. Because it's like, sorry, that's shady of me to say, but she didn't break through the noise, right? Comedically. Mm-hmm. She was one of the safer character choices.
Yeah.
But yeah, do we want to dive into mirror chats? Hang on, question. Do we want to talk about our thoughts on these trailers on the main stage versus kind of how they filmed? Cool. So we'll dive right into mirror chats. And Jimbo and Candy are feeling the threat of being strong competition. Mm-hmm. Like if they don't place, they know their head could be on the chopper.
Well, that happened to Jimbo already.
Right.
Yeah, so Jimbo obviously is going to feel that because that's what happened the first time she did All Stars, is that she was placed in the bottom and she was seen as one of the stronger competitors. So goodbye.
Goodbye. But I secretly think Candy brought up this whole conversation to make sure Jimbo and Jessica weren't going to vote for her because she was like, team, like we're not going to vote anyone off our own team, right?
Yeah, I did kind of feel that energy, because it doesn't feel like I feel like while Candy's runways are incredible this season, it doesn't feel like she's really been kind of in the forefront a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, it's like she's very talented, she's very funny, and she's got great looks, but I feel like there's so many other queens who are kind of at the front of the pack already that it's kind of leading to that little bit of Delulu, that she's like, I'm also at the front, and it's just like,
oh, my God. And speaking of the most Delulu, Candy starts sniffing the other teams and gets Alexis Michelle over to their table and goes, hey, who's the weakest in your group? And
my God.
We get Delulu Lemon wearing Alexis Michelle being like, well, it wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I'm like, well, it kind of... All three of you.
Tie for last? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it wasn't great, babe.
Like, so. No one excelled in that group, so it was really funny to see her just wear it so confidently. It's what we love about Alexis Michelle.
It's just in another world. I love it.
And then, all of a sudden, I felt like, did Candy kind of throw shade at Heidi, and that revved her up to talk about her secret that she knew? Is that how that went down? I felt like it happened quickly.
I was sort of annoyed by that, because it happened out of nowhere. Like, it just appeared. And then she's like talking about like how she has all this tea and all this stuff. And it's just like, I fucking know for a fact that's the last we're going to hear about this.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's never going to come up again.
It's going to be like the Canva posters.
Yeah. Like, she said that to get us all like, oh my God, well, what's it going to be? And now it's just like, well, it'll be something that we see on like a Roscoe's, where like she'll watch an episode and be like, this is my tea. Like, I know they're not going to air it.
If I ever go back on All Stars, I'm going to say I have the deepest secret right when I walk in the door and be like, you will have to wait to find out. And then anytime I'm in trouble, I'll just be like, but the giant
secret. And the producers will be like, I can't find the secret, you know? I should do that. Really hold on. I stay right to the finale. Finally.
No, we do one better. It's a secret in a literal like prop. So we're always pointing towards it and being like, or I could open this next week in the workroom. Mm-hmm.
But you know what I do open every single day?
Bitch, lay it on me.
Is my AG1.
Oh, a round of applause for probably one of the most successful segues I've ever
Thank
heard
you so talk. Much. Thank wow. you. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. That just like made me so happy.
I'm really happy with that.
Kind of as happy as AG1 makes me. It's a nutritional drink that I literally take once a day, every day in the morning, because I want to make sure I'm getting all of my vitamins and nutrients in one simple drink. It's literally so simple. It comes in a cute little bottle like I have right here. You get a scooper, you pull it out from your fridge and plop, shake, drink. That's it.
It's great. It fits into my daily workout every single day. I take it right before I head to the gym. It makes me feel amazing, full of energy. I actually noticed a difference, because I wasn't taking it at DragCon, and I started taking it again at home, and night and day. So,
how jealous were you of me every day with my travel packs, and ripping them open, looking cute with my AG1, setting up my booth? You went, God, that Cynthia's got it together.
It was almost like we were an experiment where I didn't take it for the 7 days. You took it for the 7 days, and you were happy, full of energy, and just like chilling. And I'm over here like a rotted corpse.
And I was just
fast food, awful. So I was just like, you know what? Cynthia was right. I should have brought these.
Next time we travel, we've got to go with the travel packs. So if you're SQ Cuties, if you are looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs that we're talking about with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/SQQ if you want to find out more and support our podcast. That's athleticgreens.com/SQQ. Check it out. Mwah. And then now, no segue. Back to the show.
amazing. So why don't we have... Why don't we head right over to the main stage? RuPaul is coming out in a bold asymmetrical gown. I'm going to be so honest, I barely remember what it looks like.
That just really took me off guard. I did not think you were going to say that.
Oh, it's like a guitar, like pointy thing with some neon eyeshadow. No, she looks great. She looks great.
From what you recall. Oh my God, too funny. We've got Michelle there, T.S. Madison, and Maud Apatow. Do you know who Maud is? Do you recognize her from Euphoria?
Yeah, she's from Euphoria, and I think she's Judd Apatow's daughter. I think she's been in a few of those of his movies.
Yes, we love a Nepo baby.
Oh, I love a Nepo baby. Ooh, a Nepo baby. You know what we don't have, actually, which I'm really surprised about, or maybe we don't know yet, a Nepo drag queen.
Like, I disagree. I feel like some of the people who come in after the reign of like lovable, successful queens are low-key Nepo babies.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, I want to see like Johnny Depp's kid start drag.
I want to see
Cameron Diaz have a child, and all of a sudden they're a famous drag queen, and they're like full Nepo baby on Drag Race. That's what I want, you know.
And then they like cosplay their old parents' roles, like Cameron Diaz is like costumes, like live in action. You'd be like, well,
obsessed. Or if it was like Frankie Grande just decides to start doing drag, gets on Drag Race, that would be almost Nepo baby territory for me, you know.
That popped into my head. I was like, that's the closest thing I can think of, like an example of this. But
competing.
We have a hilarious runway this week. As the world turns.
This was made for me. It's a crime that I'm not on this runway. This was made for me.
This is your fruity patootie.
This is my fruity patootie. I don't even know what I would have done because I heard this and I thought, oh, I love this.
I love this. Showing your ass on TV? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get to show it last time. I want to show it now. Fucking huge.
That juicy booty. But you got to tell me, what did we think of James? James Mansfield opened the runway.
I liked the interpretation of the Aztec. Kind of like Aztec. It was a shout out to her heritage, which I thought was beautiful. It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I thought the construction of the headpiece was a little crafty. I wish it was made just like a little bit better. Just with the way that the gold was made around, and her makeup I didn't love. But overall, the best part about it was the way she did her padding. To Hell yes. give the full butt crack with the round ass. I feel like a lot of queens who do those big, big, big asses, they have the thong that just sits on it and it doesn't like push in. It just looks like a foam flat
It's like an egg wearing a thong.
Oh, that's why I stopped. One of the reasons I stopped padding, because that's what it looked like and I hated it. And
yeah,
James
have to come
has
from the
this.
Side.
Yeah, James has created this round bubble butt, and I almost wish they showed it a lot more because it's so well done. So, loved it.
Loved that kind of butt. And the balance of the headpiece, that was the one thing for me. It felt like it was tipping, and I think I thought constructed well. I know you thought it looked a little crafty. I kind of loved it. There was really great height with the feathers, but it just looked like it was tipping forward. So, like... Mm-hmm. That's hard because it probably started to move when they walked and they were like, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Then we move
next
on
we've got...
to... Sorry, you go.
Sorry
you
to
go.
Cut you off.
No, you go.
Next we have Darian Lake. And I wrote great showpiece, which is a little shady of me. But I felt like for the runway, I wanted like, again, like a train or like a skirt or I don't know, something like that. What say you?
You're right. It looks great for like a bar. Hair looks great. Face looks great. It's great for like a show. But the actual showcasing of the ass was not there, you know? And then and the same thing after James walks out and has the full ass crack and then she comes out with the flat kind of like foam butt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like a thong. It's kind of just like a bigger, thinner panty. Like it's between a panty and between a thong. I didn't like it. I wish even, do you know what I actually wish? I wish the garters came up more and made it more like a jock strap just to really showcase that area. Yes.
100% because it felt the garters were doing something less flattering than they were supposed to. And again, great showpiece. I bet you in the bar we'd be like, Darian looks amazing.
Yeah, throw some money in. I do a lot of outfits with those, and they're great for people to put money in. People love putting money in those. They're great for girls who want to dance and make a bunch of cash because people want to see that full cash around your thigh. Like, it looks awesome. It's fun, but for the Drag Race runway, meh.
Meh. Next we have Alexis Michelle, who at first I was laughing so hard because I was like the DeLulu through and through, because the way she was smiling and it was so earnest with this fully covered wedding dress, I was about to write like, why, what is going on? And then she turned around until the butt. Oh my goodness. I started laughing because I loved it. Then it was a 10.
Yeah, I like it. I wish it was tighter.
I thought it fit her well.
No, I don't like the idea that the butt looks like it's like far away from the garment. I wish it was so form-fitting. Like Detox has this one outfit where you see her ass and it's so form-fitting, and then the ass is just like perky in there. This almost felt like somebody ripped a hole out the back. It's like somebody stepped on the train and it ripped the ass out. You know, that's what I kind of felt, but it was but it's a cool idea. I think she looks great. Butt looks awesome. I want to know how she tucked.
I was thinking that too. Mm-hmm. I couldn't actually figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's not as tight.
To have her dick flop around.
This dress comes with the dick flopping room.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in black, yellow, and red.
Next up, we have Candy Muse in like an inflatable latex thing. I have a feeling that this was inspired by the Monster Ball. I think Lady Gaga has a similar outfit where she has tentacles, like inflatable tentacles. I think it's really cool, really fun. Not what I expected, but the butt was like riding up. And you could see two butts, so it almost looked like her kidneys were just really swollen.
I know what you mean. But I kind of looked past a little bit of the like patterning for that because of it being inflatable latex. Because overall, I was getting the fantasy. I just like smashed on the keyboard anime. I was like, oh my god, the proportions are so funny. Candy herself is already like a cartoon. Do you remember that the drag cartoon that they created a little bit ago? The anatomy of them, how it's kind of like the big hair, like I feel like she was the personification of that, and so it made me laugh. I looked aside from the swollen kidneys.
You didn't mind the swollen kidneys? Yeah, they were a little swollen kidneys for me. But I did love it.
I didn't actually see it like that. Yeah. But okay, cute. Oh no, you're not loving Candy. She's not.
No. I love Candy, and I think it's incredible. I think it's just unfortunate that the no one just pulled her dress down before she walked out on the runway.
It just needed a little.
I think that's it, because when it rode up, you saw like it was sort of baggy and it wasn't fitting right. If somebody just right before she went on just went boop and pulled it down, it would have been perfect. I think it was shady for them to have presented it that way, because I can see the look. That's what I mean.
Next, we have Jimbo running, strutting down the runway. And I'm a little scared they're going to fall over, because that booty is, I feel like they're just counterweighted in this very peculiar way with the stiletto heel, with the stripper heel.
Oh, no, I just saw the heel. Yeah, it's big. I like
the hair and the booty and the boobies. I was like, don't fall over. Please don't fall. Mm-hmm.
I love that she did. It almost looks like a heat mapping.
It's 100% heat mapping.
Yeah.
That's what I
cool.
got.
Cool. It's super, super fun. I just wish she was a bit more coordinated to have been able to jiggle them a bit easier. It almost looked like someone's mom, like, just figured out how to dance.
Yeah. I mean, that is the Jimbo charm, right?
Yeah, that is.
that was part of my fear, though. I was like, don't fall, mom. Like, you're having fun, but don't have too much fun.
Mom, don't fall. Oh, and next up, we actually have Jessica Wilde, who kind of went, I would say, a little safe. Like, she just went beautiful.
Yes. She went really safe. Mm-hmm. I loved the kiss on the butt, but it was so subtle compared to like some of the other tricks, if you will, up on the queen's sleeves.
It felt like the ass wasn't the focal point. It felt like it was just like a pretty sort of look. And then she was just like, but look, an ass, you know, but it's mm-hmm. beautiful. I'm not going to take anything away from that. But it just kind of felt like it felt like a look she already had. And she just wanted to fill the runway. That's how the energy I got.
On the runway, you were more Jessica than wild. Up next, we have, we kind of got out of order because it was Jimbo, but we talked about her. So let's dive into Heidi in closet with her eyes closed the entire time.
I know. My whole time I was thinking, I was like, did she count out how far to go, or was she like looking down?
I think she was looking down. She was like cheating it. But did you get the MUA illusion? Like those were supposed to look like cartoon eyes?
I love Heidi. I love the energy she put into this. This is a very beautiful look. I'm not going to take anything away from it. The eyes could have been done a little bit better. I'm just saying she probably shouldn't have put a lash on to the bottom, but there were some things about the makeup that I would have changed, but that's not to take away from everything about this look. I loved this look. I loved the way that she did it like a velvet. So she looked like Eeyore, like she looked like a stuffed, you know, ass. The body looked incredible. I love that it was a striptease with little pasties. There was a pin on the back. If you look, there's a pin pinning the tail to her. So it's pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like a sewing pin. I was like,
no, like a full pin. And it's the only thing where she kind of went really out of the box. And she said, you're all going to showcase your butts. I'm going to be an ass, like a physical donkey, which mm-hmm. I just thought was just so fun. And this is actually my favorite look of the night. I think it's so good.
Oh my God, amazing. Wow, what a save. So from the neck down, you're absolutely in love.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people where sometimes their makeup skills just aren't there, and that's fine. Like, this is a very hard makeup to do.
I am not a makeup artist. It was actually funny when they were doing the mirror chats of this episode, I saw Heidi start with these very vertical black eyeliner strokes, and I was like, that's quite the winged liner. And then I saw the finished effect, and I was like, okay, we went somewhere.
Yeah.
Not sure where, but we went somewhere.
I think that there's a way to make your eyes look like an anime eye with them open, and it's just as good as this kind of thing. But I feel like this is a really hard makeup to pull off very successfully. I think you have to be incredibly talented to be able to do a makeup like this and have it be like incredibly successful. But everything else about the look, I love.
Under those time restraints too, right? Like you have to do it fast. So that's the part. It's like you have to know it different than like experimenting. You have to know it like it's a recipe you make all mm-hmm. the time.
And if you think about like an eye has like an iris, it has a pupil, it has like all of these things on it, and hers are just flat black with a little white dot. So it's just like you're not seeing an eye. You kind of just looks like her eyes are closed and her eyebrows have lashes on them.
Can you make that sound again?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, next we have a runway that kind of made me nervous because of my phobia of needles. We have Kahana Montrese walking out with a big old syringe. Mm-hmm. Loved the homage to cosmetic surgery. And it was kind of an expensive looking prop. Like, it looked really well done.
I just want to know how she packed it, because I know how our packing goes with this show. But I loved it. Yeah. I'm going to say, I thought she would have done something bigger for ass, because her ass is so like her thing at this moment, like the way she's pumped and everything. So I thought she would have showcased it more, but I loved the look. Like, I loved the color, the boots, the hair, the giant prop, and she looks so fucking pretty.
Mm-hmm. She's giving the beauty. She's bringing the beauty.
Yeah.
Queen card. Okay, and then last but not least, we have Lala Ri. But personally, I think they did her dirty with runway order, because she did a little butt reveal like Alexis. But because she went last, we'd kind of already seen so many butts. It just was like, oh, I don't know. I felt like to go later in this runway felt a bit of a disservice, because the theme was obviously like, turn around, ass, the world turns, you know?
No, I think wherever this was, it wouldn't have been successful.
I mean, truly, it was like, not.
Babe, it was bad.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Like, I'm sorry. I was trying to save it.
So we've all seen what Lemon was going to wear on season one of Canada, of UK versus the world. The suit with the chains in the back. Yes. But with Lemon's, her back was fully out. Her ass was fully out. Her legs were fully out. I think the thing that takes this down is that when she turns around, there's a nude illusion and a two cutouts for her butt. So you see the nude illusion and then the butt. And it's like, I don't want to discount anything from anybody, like your insecurities or anything, but it's just like, babe, if you're insecure, then don't do this look, because it's not going to be successful if you can't see skin. It just looks strange. It looks like two looks circle strange. Cutouts.
Yes, 100%. And then it was also like, wasn't padded at the same time, even though there was all of that like, in like a intimate, like almost skim wear, like body wear. Mm-hmm. I thought there would have been more of a way to just really give you that silhouette. So I'm with you. The construction of it, I wanted to like tweak.
And I think with her, she said that she's part of the itty bitty booty committee. So she has like a tiny bum. So I think she wanted to showcase, like, I'm going to showcase my little bum, but it's just like, then show us your little bum. Like, I want to see it. You know, like, I just take it all out. I want to see your tiny itty bitty little bum and shake it around, you know, but it felt like it was like she was still hiding behind the nude illusion. I really just wasn't a fan. But
show us your little bum.
Show us your little bum.
Come on, Lala. Just show us your little bum. Okay, we're going to go into the trailers, the sitcom things they chop together.
Really have to be.
She's got to pay a little bathroom break.
Yeah. Can we take a quick bathroom break? I just have to pee really bad. I've been chugging water.
Okay, cute.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Chug it. All that AG1.
Many unbearable hours later.
All right. And now we are back. And Juice, I want to hear your final thoughts on these sitcom trailers. What did we think of the Blue Team? So James Mansfield's crew.
I thought it was shit. Yeah, it kind of felt like it was like a swing and a miss, you know? I felt like they were kind of gearing towards a different audience. It felt a little old to me, which I'm surprised Rue didn't like it, because Rue loves that old shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't land. So for me, I was just like, you went for the old lady stuff. Rue didn't like it. So then the rest of us are kind of just like, eh. So I just kind of, and I also didn't like the concept of like, it's dead actors that have been hiding, but you picked like really old ones, you know? So I was just like,
yes. Yeah. So it was like that scary movie where they age really fast on the beach. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't make sense to me. I didn't get it. And then the jokes didn't land.
But remember my flowers.
Go, please give your flowers
to James Mansfield. They are an actress. There was subtleties and nuance where like they're running and she's like, oh, we have our damn heels. Like the way she delivers it in this earnest, genuine, authentic way. She is an actor.
Yes.
The could take or leave the Marilyn. It actually was really great. That like, ooh. But that's her like, playing a character within a character. I love James getting to just exist. I saw it in the Christmas film. I forget the actual name of the title, but the Christmas movie that she was part of.
Hey, Bitch, It's Christmas.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I think she's really talented. She's very nuanced. I can keep using that word because it's subtle. The way she uses comedy, it's like, it feels like a real character. So those are my flowers. Bravo,
I agree.
James. I love you. I love her.
James was great. I loved her little like quips and stuff. She was funny, but the overall thing was kind of shit.
No, it was just too complicated. That's the problem with these green screens, because you can do anything. Sometimes it's better to taper back. Don't reinvent the wheel.
Remember, if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
I will learn that one day. Next, we have the Purple Team, which is Jimbo's cinematic masterpiece. And I feel like it was giving full psych thriller camp.
I would watch this movie. You know?
Me too.
Like, I would watch like the two best friends who bully the girl, and the girl goes crazy and kills them. I would watch the shit out of that. I thought it was camp and super funny. Everybody in it was great. I loved how they went so deep in raunch that even Michelle went, don't douche on camera. Like, I loved that.
Jessica Wilde with the plastic water bottle being like, too much?
This is too much? It made me think that Jessica has douched with a water bottle in a hotel room before a hookup. Like, that's where it brought me.
That this would be her second time today.
Yeah.
She just douches for fun.
With a water bottle.
Show us your little butt.
Show us your little butt. I actually taught... Oh, can I say this?
I don't know. What are you going to say?
I taught... I'm not going to say who, but I taught one of my season one sisters on tour. They were like... we weren't allowed to have hookups, but because it was like right in 2020. But they really wanted to have a date because it was their last night and they weren't going to be seeing us. So they were like, I've got a guy coming over and like, you know, but I don't have my douche, so I don't know what to do. So I was just like, oh, just use a water bottle. And she was like, what? So I taught her how to douche with a water bottle. And she texted me the next day. She was like, I love you, girl.
Hear that, SQ cuties? The more you know.
The more you know, douche with a water bottle.
Oh, you like that?
You're so stupid.
Okay. And then last but not least, we have the green team. Team Heidi, Lala. This was, and Kahana. This was chaos in all the right ways. I felt like I was nervous watching them film it because I was like, this is funny, but where's it going? It edited together in a really beautiful way.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Heidi's?
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain turned off for a second there. I loved it. I thought Heidi was the best part about it. Like, the character that she did, and Lala was so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. I thought, and the two of them together just made it, like, genius. And I don't really I don't really like acting challenges, so, but they, like, I genuinely had, like, laughing moments with Heidi. Like, I love that 100%. Voice she did, and Lala, the way they did it together, I thought they were great. Kahana was kind of, like, the, she was playing the straight man, you know? Like, it felt kind of flat. So, I was shocked that they were safe, but also, I felt Jimbo's was better, so, yeah. But it was good. I really liked it.
Is Heidi getting the Jan treatment this season?
Ooh, rough. Yeah.
I'm kind of starting to predict, like, we keep robbing Heidi. Get out of her closet.
Yeah, I feel like Heidi is kind of getting the, like, the thing where they're not going to give her flowers.
Mm-hmm. I can buy myself flowers.
It's her as she still runs out of the workroom.
The maxi. Yeah. All right. So the winner is Jimbo. Jimbo takes it, which I honestly think is deserved because that was like full commitment. To play a character that large consistently means like we're rolling and then energy's at like 10 the entire time.
Mm-hmm. And our bottoms are Darian Lake and James Mansfield, which I am torn apart because James, my baby, my first out girly, you know.
My baby. Come, my lady.
But yeah, so I was a little like, oh, fuck. But because I don't think out of that team, it should have been James. I think James was excellent. James had an incredible runway. I feel like it should have been.
They're not celebrating the nuance of James's talent. That was like, their acting is like tight camera, like indie film, A24, like artsy projects, like Wes Anderson, and they'll shine. A green screen acting challenge is a little bit of who can be the biggest, who can be the loudest to make up for like poor graphics.
Really? I'm going to be really honest. I feel like it should have been Kahana.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Honestly, full tea.
I think it should have been Kahana.
Outside agrees.
Honk, honk.
Honk,
yeah. But so Jimbo then gets to do the lip sync against Chanel. From season one. Incredible. So cool.
Amazing. Love that they're there.
I actually got to see Chanel perform at Senior Frogs in Vegas when I went to visit Vegas. It was really cool. I felt very cool. It was before Drag Race was announced. So I kind of didn't. I just like sat back and like did my thing and hid. I was also still sober at the time. And never in my life have I been like, wow, I kind of wish I still drank because of the free-flowing champagne you get just non-stop. It was insane.
Damn.
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, I don't love the person I am when I'm drinking, you know, when I had a problem and everything, but my god, the money I would be saving right now, insane.
But in the long run, no, because all that Uber Eats and then hangover the next day.
And then when you go to the casino and you start gambling and then you can gamble away all your money. Yes.
The house always wins.
But I will say,
that's fabulous.
Yes. And Chanel puts on an incredible show. She was maybe one of the best hosts I've ever seen in my life. She was an incredible. If you can ever see Chanel perform or ever just get to experience her hosting a show, please do. She was great.
Saw her at Piranha in Vegas.
Did you?
I said hi to her and I could tell she wasn't getting enough attention in that moment. So me saying hi to her really meant a lot. Because there was a lot of people around her and I was like, Chanel, I love you. And she was like, Thank you. The way she said it, it was like,
thank you.
Really made me, it made me smile. But how did we think she did it as lip sync assassin?
I think you should always remember where the cameras are.
Yeah. Was she kind of, you felt she was looking the wrong way?
She looked at Jimbo a lot, which made me see her back of her head a lot. And I was just like, Chanel, diva, look at me. I am the audience. The camera.
Play the camera.
Make love to the camera. Make love to the judges. Fuck Jimbo. Don't look at Jimbo.
I bet you know what happened.
Hmm.
The stage, the set, it's a little different. I bet you the judges panel is more off to the side now for bigger and better cameras than season one because they used to be at the foot of the stage. So she's used to performing to Rue and she didn't calculate that Rue's off to the side now. So we got a lot of profile.
I don't even feel like it was profile. I feel like we got the back of her head because she would look at Jimbo. Around. She would turn around.
She's like, hey, Jimbo, let's go.
She would literally look at Jimbo and perform to Jimbo's face. And I was just like, don't look at her. Look at me. Don't look at her. Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
So I was just like, that's my only thing.
Show me a little
thing.
Butt.
Yeah, but she was great. I love the reveal. The costume is incredible. Oh.
The reveal was amazing. I actually didn't see it coming. Because it was built in so well.
Yeah.
And it just was like, sparkle even more. Sparkle.
Yeah, it was great. And she was awesome. I felt bad for Jimbo. I kind of was thinking she was, because she was looking at Jimbo so much, I was like, oh, maybe she's throwing it so Jimbo can finally win a lip sync.
The only way Jimbo could have won a lip sync is to Coconuts by Kim Petras. And they played it the week prior. It was so strange. I was like, this would be the song.
Jimbo really held her own on this one, though. She did okay.
Yes, absolutely. You know how much of a Jimbo fan
I am. Yeah.
They are so brilliant and talented in other ways so deeply that they're not required to be like a lip syncstress. Like it's not necessarily in their wheelhouse because they're too busy being brilliant elsewhere. So
I want you to imagine for me for one moment a lip sync battle, Sugar and Spice, Jimbo.
That's actually a really funny combination. You're funny girl.
You're a funny girl. I just want you to picture that. So just
I am right now. And it's a lot of like trotting and like falling over.
A lot of like big arms.
Oh my god. Can ChatGPT can that be made? Can we get an AI rendering of that right now? That'd be funny.
Sugar and Spice and Jimbo. Even a photo shoot with Sugar and Spice as Jimbo is that her like their Jimbo as like a big titty stepmom and them as just like two little dolls. Like my Ooh, girls. Oh my god. Cinderella. Cinderella. Jimbo is the evil stepmom. Sugar and Spice are Drusilla and
amazing.
Right? They're just like the evil stepsisters. Gag.
So funny.
Oh my god. So you would be Cinderella, obviously.
Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah. It's the beauty. I would be the mouse.
Oh my god, get that cheese, bitch. So yeah, Jimbo did not take the lip sync.
No.
Alas. So the 10K, the crisp 10K. Is deferred a week. And Chanel kind of got her flowers too.
How?
Rue said you won. And first thing she ever.
Yeah.
You can tell it felt like it was healing like trauma.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was very that. Yeah.
Exactly. A very emoted thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But with that being said, we're going to take a little break before we tell you who goes home.
Yeah. BRB.
Oh my god, welcome back. What a great ad. So, Darian Lake then is yeeted off the stage.
Yep. and she's really upset. Like, this is her, this was her second round. You know, she didn't really say a clever goodbye at the end of the runway. She just walked off. You could tell she was a little bummed.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bummer. Like, a lot of girls wait for All-Stars, like, as we see, like, a lot of Canadian girls campaign for it constantly on Twitter. Like, it's like, a thing. People, like, really, really want to do it. Like, some people's, like, goal is to be back in the Thunderdome. So I could probably see why she was really torn up. And it's valid.
It's valid. It's valid. It's sad. But at the same time, I think we're reminded of what's fabulous about Darian. And hopefully this is just the opportunity for her to now just share her art with many, many more.
Many more. But, and she will still be in the Fame Games. So if you still want to see her runways, she will be in the Fame
and
Games.
And then just like one last time, because I'm a dumb blonde. Does one of the Fame Game people come back in the competition?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, thank you. I thought one person did eventually come back. Okay, so it's just a showcase.
Got it.
Okay. It's the way Rue says it every week. It made it seem like a chocolate bar situation.
No, it's like a money situation.
Oh, okay. I got it.
But we are going to take some audience questions. So we've got two this week. Really excited. This is from SQ Cutie, who we've heard from before, I think once or twice. How do you say their name? Ben Rima.
Hi, Juice. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Anthony. I hope you're all doing well. It's your girl, Ben Rima, again. And you said to hit you up if we had any suggestions for the soundboard. And I was watching the Gilmore Girls the other day, and I came across this clip of Emily Gilmore. And I don't know how you would use it, but I think it needs to be used because it's just perfect. It's perfect. Here you go.
And now it's the in thing for young Hollywood celebrities to go to universities. What do they call themselves? The Brat Pack?
About 100 years ago.
Anyways, love you all. Hope you're all well. Bye.
I'm screaming.
I like it to be really short. What do they call themselves? The Brat Pack?
Yeah, I feel like that should be the clip. What do they call themselves? The Brat Pack? Brat and then pack? Anytime we talk about Brat Pack, you just play that.
What do they call themselves? The Brat Pack?
I love that. Thank you so much for that suggestion, bestie. We really appreciate it.
Honestly, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, what does Lisa have to say?
That Lisa. All right, lay it on us.
Hi, Jules, and hi, Cynthia. It's me, Lisa, from the Netherlands. In your interview with Bithia, you talked about performing and your preferences between freestyling and choreo. Me, personally, I really love choreos. Like, I would just download YouTube videos of Brat Pack numbers and mirror them and learn the choreos, which is so much fun. So my question is, Cynthia, which one of the choreos you know could be Brat Pack or could be a solo number is your favorite? And for Juice, which one of your numbers or songs are your favorite in which you can just enjoy the performance the most and go all out? Love you guys so much. I love the podcast and bye.
Oh my God, love you, Lisa. Love you so much. Okay, favorite Brat Pack number is this song called Sax by the artist Fleur East, and it's like a really fun combo that we do, and we're in sync a lot. Like, I feel like the three of us really know that song really well, so it's really comfortable as a performer just to kind of have that muscle memory and just like whip it out. Plus Shine, those are two that we know really well.
Shine.
And then for me, myself, I love a good Kylie Minogue number. I'm doing Padum Padum this summer for Pride. Get ready. But for now, there's other, oh my God, we should do it together. Time Bomb by Kylie is a really fun one that I love.
I love Time Bomb.
Fast. Time is ticking oh so fast. It's so,
so good. I love that. I will say mine would be for my choreographed numbers. I actually have this one number that I did a really long time ago and I haven't ever done it since because I need two dancers for it. But it's Roxanne from Moulin Rouge.
Oh, so sexy.
Yeah. So I have
he sings that.
Yeah. So I do a tango striptease to that. So it's basically me and two dancers. One guy is like the seducing guy. One guy's like the boyfriend. It's very like Moulin Rouge, but I have like this little black bob. And they basically go, we go through this like three-person tango. And then at the big peak of the song, they rip all my clothes off. And it goes into like a little bit more of like a violent tango. And then at the end of the number, they slam me up against the wall and like rip my bra off. It's like, it's one of my favorite numbers, but it's so hard to recreate with, because I just can't find two people. But I love that one. And then for my freestyle, I would say
that's giving Juicebox energy when she's like, I want to make this TikTok, but I don't have any friends to make it.
I didn't do any Taylor Swift TikToks at DragCon because we were too busy.
Section, the comment section is literally Drag Coven, me, Kendall Jenner being like, we will film this with you. Like, if you need a person, like,
I wish I had friends to film this. I wish I had dancers to dance this
with. Dancers are just, I also don't like
expensive.
They're expensive, you know. So I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I can afford this. And my other one,
I need to see it one day, though.
Thank you. I will do it one day. And my other one is my striptease to Let It Go, Elsa. I love that one.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, I love that
one. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you
for the questions, SQ Cuties. Always phone in. It's so fun to hear from people. Remember, this is a dialogue, you know. Drag Race brings us together. And then from there, we have, you know, a little tea party.
So if you want to be part of the dialogue, don't forget to message us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod with the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Or like Ben Rima, or, you know, people from the Netherlands, you can record your voice note at www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod, and we'll play it on the podcast.
Wow. We love hearing from you guys, and we will speak to you next week when we take on the next episode of All Stars 8.
Episode 5.
Let it end.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
Bow.
Show us your little butt.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar.
Little butt. I love that.
Show us your little butt.